Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. A private Catholic high school in St. Louis says it's the first school in the country to install facial recognition cameras. St. Mary's is an all-male school with 350 students and a faculty and staff of 40. They've all had their pictures scanned, as well as school volunteers. Even first responders in the neighborhood have been scanned for quick access inside the school in case of an emergency. School President Mike England says the new technology works alongside the school's regular security system.
It is a facial recognition software system. We have a camera at our main entrance. We also have a camera at our back entrance in the school building. And we have entered into our system all of our faculty and staff, a number of volunteers, a number of people that are, you know, known friends to the school. And when they show up at the school, the outer door is now able to be open. They walk through the outer door, they enter a vestibule. And inside the vestibule is where the camera is. They look at the camera takes a picture of the face, and if it recognizes the face in the system, then the door unlocks and the person is able to enter into the school. If it does not recognize them, then obviously the door does not open, and they have to be buzzed into the school by a greeter or a receptionist. And really none of that in and of itself I don't think is that remarkable. The real piece that's the piece that we really like is the fact that if there's somebody, you know, that is known to us that has some type of an issue, you know, with the school or with somebody that works at the school, and we have a concern about that person wanting to show up at the school and create some problems, we can put that person's face in the system. And if that person shows up, not only will the door not unlock, but immediately notifications will be sent out to myself, to the principal, to the dean of students, to the police department that will bring an immediate response from us and hopefully will allow us to respond as quickly as we can and be as proactive as we can. We also have first responders in the system, police officers. And so if we ever had any type of a situation here where there was some type of a problem in the school, the first responders, the door would immediately unlock for them because they're in our system. They would immediately have access to the school.
The biometric system has been in use for a few months. England says this particular one was chosen because the owners have a law enforcement background and are well known in the community. The price was also right at $15,000 all-inclusive. The Archdiocese of St. Louis is expected to help pay for it through safety grants. But England says no security system will completely eliminate a threat, especially when kids are pouring into the school at the same time.
Nothing's 100% foolproof. And when they're all coming into school, once that door's open, they're just holding the door for each other and coming in. We always say if there's somebody that really wants to get into this school, they probably can find a way to get into the school. You know, they could follow a group of students in, or they could, you know, we tell our students not to, but if a student wasn't thinking and opened the door for somebody or something like that. Again, not that we have a whole lot of issues or anything like that, but it's just one more level of security.
England reports close to 100% accuracy in allowing entry to those whose pictures are in the system. He says kinks are still being worked out during those times when so many people are entering or exiting at once. And he says the reaction has been very positive.
It's really not a big deal to the kids. Really hasn't been that big a deal to the faculty as well. I mean, it's not as if we had any problems. You know, this isn't a response to, you know, some incidents that we've had. This was an opportunity that we had to add another layer of security. Parents are very happy with it. I think anything that keeps their kids safer is always going to be a good thing. I think everybody definitely sees the added value that it has brought. It really hasn't changed anything. It hasn't, you know, made things more difficult or anything like that. It's just something that we have here that allows us to keep our community safe.
As for privacy concerns, everyone who enters and leaves the building is videotaped, but the only pictures that are taken belong to those people who are scanned into the system. England sees the potential for convenient uses of the technology down the road.
We've tested out unacceptable people. We've tested it with putting the picture of somebody playing the role of the bad guy, and it's just a matter of how we enter it into the system. It's just good to know that if something like that comes along, that we have, you know, an option on how to deal with it. There's lots of other ways that you could use this. I mean, we could use it in our store. We could use it in the cafeteria as a way for students, you know, if they put money on their account, when you show up to pay your account, you know, if we had a camera there that would take your picture. picture. It would say who it is, and there's your account. And there's been some talk about the possibility of using it as a way for people to enter the campus in a car if we wanted to have certain parking lots that people could park in. I mean, there's lots of ways and stuff that you could do it. It's all kind of add-ons, but right now we're happy where we're at.
Mike England is president of St. Mary's High School in St. Louis. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.